The Advantage of Working from Home by KJB. Now that I've had time to take it all in, I can see that it wasn't actually how hard the door was as he propelled me bodily against it, but the coldness of its shiny white surface that got my senses really going. Not that they were slow in kickstarting, they never are when he's concerned. The moment I saw his car stop outside my house, my pulse rate tripled. I hadn't known he was coming. I never know when he'll turn up, but I guess it's roughly once a month. The advantage of working from home is that he'll always catch me in. He said nothing as he strode into my house, but his expression was fixed and determined. Marching into the den, he grasped my arm, and paying no heed to the mountain of paperwork littered across the carpet, twisted me around, slamming me face first into the door he'd just closed. Pressing his chest onto my back, he pulled my brown ponytail sharply, levering my head backward so that his teeth could graze my neck. I could smell the heady tang of sweat on him as his stubble scratched my skin, and my right cheek was pushed flush to the paintwork. One hand seized my neck, pinioning me in place as the other wrenched my red shirt from my jeans. A warm palm shot inside my top, flipping my bra beneath my tits, making me sigh with relief at their release from captivity. All the time, his face was so close to mine that I could hear his ragged breath. Thick fingers squeezed my nipples. I tried to move, but the minute he felt me attempt to wriggle, he stopped what he was doing, grabbed both of my wrists, and dragged them upward, so that I was clasping the lip at the top of the doorframe. Still, my lover didn't speak, but his intentions were clear. With my body stretched from top to toe, he tugged my trousers and panties down and struck each butt cheek stingingly hard with his palm. My groan of pain and longing sank into the wooden door as, with my hands still high above my head, he swiveled me at the hips so that my torso was at an angle to the rest of my body. Then, lifting up my shirt, he alternately began to spank my breasts and my ass with one hand, while the other remained on my neck, the pulse in his wrist hammering against my skin. I broke the silence then.